With Bookbeat, I'm Don Swaim. Japanese-born Kazuo Ishiguro's latest novel, The Remains of the Day, won Britain's most prestigious literary award, the Booker Prize. The novel is about the incredibly narrow world of an English butler.
He knows how to serve tea. He takes great pride in how he can run a household.
In serving his master, Stevens, the butler, finds his own form of dignity.
His tragedy is that the person he's working for, is a Nazi sympathizer.
But the butler doesn't recognize this and avoids thoughts about the wider world outside of the estate in which he works.
Most of us, we don't head governments or lead coup d'etats. What we do is we do a job, we work for an employer or organization or maybe some cause, and we just do a little thing, and we hope that somebody up there, upstairs, uses our little contribution in a good way.
Ishiguro's novel is very much about emotional suppression. When the mansion's housekeeper signals her love for him, the butler pretends not to notice.
He's a man very, very scared of love, and that's why he puts up this incredible alibi, really, saying that he is this dedicated professional butler and it is the duty of the butler not to have any emotions.
The butler is the narrator of The Remains of the Day, and his language is that of a man who is afraid of the human in him.
I try to write the whole thing in kind of butler speak.
Vintage International has just published Kazuo Ishiguro's magnificent The Remains of the Day as a paperback, as well as Ishiguro's first two novels, A Pale View of Hills and An Artist of the Floating World. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Some critics assume that, having been born in Japan, Kazuo Ishiguro's novels were written in Japanese and translated into English. But Ishiguro, now in his mid-30s, has lived in England since he was 5, and English is his first language.
The only people I had any contact with who spoke Japanese were members of my immediate family. So it was the Japanese that became invaded and contaminated by English.
Ishiguro's novels are all in Vintage International paperback editions, including The Remains of the Day, which won the Booker Prize. The Remains of the Day is the story of a prim and proper English butler.
If a real butler pops up today and says, look, you've got this and this and this wrong, it would be beside the point. My purpose is not to try and recreate accurately what life was like for a real butler in England in the 1930s.
Ishiguro wanted to show a man who can see no further than place setting, sparkling silverware, and serving tea to the master. Ishiguro's first two books were set in Japan, even though he had little first-hand knowledge about his native country.
Well, my parents would tell me about Japan. I would be sent books about Japan.
So in his first novel, A Pale View of Hills, Ishiguro created his own vision of Japan.
What's happening in A Pale View of Hills is that a woman is looking back over her life, and there are some things that are so painful to her that she can't look at them directly. And so instead she starts to tell the reader a story about another woman with another child from way back in the past.
Kazuo Ishiguro is a gifted writer who is already receiving international acclaim. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Even though he was born in Japan, author Kazuo Ishiguro grew up in England.
I was always different. I was very conspicuous. I was often the only foreign-looking kid in the whole place. In any room, in any school, I would be the only kid who was actually not straight white English.
But he discovered that being different was something he could use.
It was almost like being on stage. Very rapidly, you had to establish whether the audience was on your side or against you.
As the years passed, Kazuo Ishiguro began reconstructing his native Japan in his mind.
With every year that went by, it was getting fainter and fainter. I had a great need to put it down on paper.
Which led to his novel of a Japanese woman whose daughter commits suicide, A Pale View of Hills, followed by another novel set in Japan called An Artist of the Floating World. But Ishiguro's most recent novel, The Remains of the Day, is English to the core, the sad story of a proper gentleman's gentleman.
The figure of the butler stands for a certain kind of ridiculous, pompous, stiff, emotionally constipated caricature.
Kazuo Ishiguro says it is not only writers who use fiction in their daily lives.
We all need to actually tell ourselves stories about other people we know or people we read about in the news. And we use these stories in a way to furnish our own lives.
Vintage International has reissued all three of Kazuo Ishiguro's accomplished novels in paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.